talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was To Build a Home by Cinematic Orchestra, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which takes place every August at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions in Mount Pleasant. We'll be talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. Also, Austin Palmer with Palm Casual. Interior designer T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group. We'll be talking about the CSOL Designer Show House. Also, Austin Wald with Mosquito Knicks. And finally, executive director of the Charleston Wine and Food Festival, Jillian Zettler. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And Advanced Window Fashions was a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show a few weekends ago at the Gilliard Center downtown. And now we're talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. How are you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Nancy, take a moment. Tell everybody about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, Advanced Window Fashions has been around since 2003. We do have a showroom where you can come in and look at products, play with the products, lifting systems, see what's new. We are Hunter Douglas Gallery, so we do have their products in our displays. We also have where you can do custom closets, or if you want to do drapery, we also have fabrics for that also.
Very good. And paint a picture for our listeners of your showroom. The Advanced Window Fashions showroom is beautiful, and it's very spacious, well laid out, and and that's kind of unusual for a window treatment company to have a showroom. Sometimes they're companies will bring samples to you, but they don't have a beautiful showroom like you have here at Advanced Window Fashions. What will they experience when they come here?
When they come into our showroom, they'll be greeted by our staff to show them, you know, the products, find out what they're looking for, and we ask questions, you know, what their needs are, if it's privacy, home automation, you know, aesthetically, you know, what are they looking for, and just give them a tour of the showroom and go over, you know, what products, you know, if that's a good fit for their house or their room, you know, what they're looking for.
Like I see a lot of the soft fabric samples over here on this wall, and you've got samples of drapery hardware and so forth. How is the showroom laid out for the rest?
For the front of the showroom, that's going to be our Hunter Douglas Gallery. That's going to show Hunter Douglas products, mm-hmm. New products that they've come out with. We've got those, you know, on display with the lifting systems. We show different lifting systems just to show how they operate. You know, if it's something that you want in that particular system, if you want it power view, which is a battery-operated motor, or if you want hardwired, we've got ours connected to Alexa, you know, so we've got ours programmed, you know, where you can give commands mm-hmm. to her to operate our motorized products.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about the motorization products, window treatments here at Advanced Window Fashions, because that's getting very popular.
Yes, it is. Very popular. A lot of people are remodeling, so now that they've got, like, their homes down to the, I guess you could say, to the guts, to the beams, you can, you know, get wiring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we let them know what you need, how it, you know, where the wiring needs to be, so what product they're going with. Mm-hmm. That's a great time to, you know, have the wiring added. Is during that time, or like if it's a new build, you mm-hmm. know, before they start putting up drywall.
Yeah, and that's interesting to point out because usually if you're having a home built, window treatments aren't something that that people are paying attention to until later in the process.
Right.
So you're saying that it's a good idea to talk to Advanced Window Fashions before the sheetrock goes up and so you can run wiring. Is it like low voltage wiring, or
we tell them to use, you know, a wire that can go for high voltage or a low voltage.
Okay.
Because sometimes they may not know exactly what they want to use, so it's better to be on the safe side and go, okay, you know, use this, and then we can work with products to go high or low voltage, mm-hmm. you know, with it.
But what happens if someone isn't planning an extensive remodel like that, but they still want motorized window treatments? Is there anything wireless that's possible?
You can do wireless. As far as what we consider wireless is going to be a battery operated motor.
Okay.
Where you have a battery wand that's going to be connected to the motor to help, or that's what makes it operate mm-hmm. with a handheld remote.
Okay.
Or either a wall, you know, switch, you know, to do that. And it can also still be connected to your home automation, because Hunter Douglas has what they call their hub, and that's connected, you know, to your router, mm-hmm. which the hub is wireless. So once you have the hub, then you can download your app on your iPhone, Android, or iPad, and you can, you know, have it all connected there. And it can be kind of like pre-programmed. You can have what we call scenarios, where you can have a room named whatever, if you want to call it your media room, and then your shades, and you can say, okay, I want you to go down at 7 at night, or I want you to open up at 8 in the morning. Mm. You can do that by the day, by the week. Like if you go out of town, it'll help to keep the mood of your shades going up and down, because it's already programmed. And you can also, you know, change it, you know, during that time mm-hmm. too. So
let's people who might be walking by your house know that you're not on vacation, that there's still activity going on.
There's activity, but it's not going to be like the soundproof of, you know, like an alarm system. Mm. You know, that would probably still be recommended.
Sure.
But it'll still give activity, you know, in your home, mm-hmm. so it doesn't look like nobody's there.
Right, right. Interesting. What about, and that goes into, that's considered part of the home automation that Advanced Window Fashions can help homeowners with.
Yes.
Being able to, so your phone becomes the remote, mm-hmm. or there's also a separate remote that you can use to run those motorized shades. Are there, what's like the most popular type of window treatment that is motorized?
The roller shades.
The roller shades. How
Either
do, how do What do those look like?
They're flat, mm-hmm. When they come down. So it's either like your solar shade, so when you have it down, you can still see out, but it gives you that filter of the light coming in because it has the different percentages from like 1% to 14%, somewhere a little bit higher, 25% as far as the openness. But we usually stick with a smaller, number like the 1%, 3%, 5%. That's usually what people go for mm-hmm. because it gives them UV protection but a little bit of privacy during the day. And at night it's the opposite effect, if you have lights on.
Right.
But that's one of the most popular for motorization.
Mm-hmm. Well, we both have teenagers, so I can just picture when I want my teenage daughter to wake up to be able to hit a button and all of a sudden that dark room becomes light.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Uh-huh. I would so do that to my teenagers.
What's the most popular window treatment that Advanced Window Fashion sells?
Besides the roller shades, our Silhouette, which is a nice soft product. It's a sheer with a fabric vein that's mm-hmm. in the middle. It gives a plantation shutter look, mm-hmm. but just a softer view. And if you're on a marsh, that's a great product, so you can still see your view. It's not blocked by like a shutter because you've got more parts to that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the plantation shutters is still a good product that is in the top, three of our sellers. We are using, we do sell Hunter Douglas, products with the shutters. They have their hardwood, and I sell their poly satin shutters. And then we have another brand, O'Hare, which is out of Texas, which is a hardwood plantation shutter, which they just have different options from other shutter companies, more shutter frames, things that work with our trim here. Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer an all-wood plantation shutter or maybe a blend with like a man-made material and wood? Or
I'm not probably the best person for that. I'm not a huge fan of the blend of a shutter. I like the hardwood shutters. Mm-hmm. A lot of people steer away from them because they think, it's going to warp because mm-hmm. it's wood. But if it's treated correctly, like with what Hunter Douglas treats, their wood and also O'Hare, they do the kiln process so it dries out the wood. Mm-hmm. And then it puts a certain percentage of moisture back into the wood because it's got to have some moisture. But if it hasn't been correctly dried, then that's where your problems occur, mm-hmm. In the wood shutters.
Right. Makes it very dimensionally stable.
It does. Now, on the Palm Beach, which is a poly satin shutter, I like that for bathrooms or over a kitchen sink because it's okay if it gets wet mm-hmm. and it'll hold up.
Hmm. We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, there are some rebates that Hunter Douglas has going on?
They do. They have these until April 9th on a few of their products. It's minimum of a $25, rebate.
Per window. Wow, good.
For their products. And then there's one that's $50 per window.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, and I think I've mentioned this to you before when I've interviewed you, if you don't have window treatments on your house, and some people don't, and mm-hmm. Let me assure you, if you're one of those people, your neighbors don't want to look in. And
yeah.
So please put some window treatments up and call Advanced Window Fashions. They'll help you out. How can folks get in touch with you?
Well, they can call us at our, and here in the showroom at 843-881-8858. They can look on our website, which is advancedwindowfashions.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Howell's.
Well, pretty much covers it. How about the physical location here?
Physical location is 502 Wando Park Boulevard. We're right off of Long Point.
Mm-hmm.
In Mount Pleasant.
Yes. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, and special thanks to Advanced Window Fashions for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, right off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Austin Palmer with Palm Casual. How you doing, Austin?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Austin, take a moment and tell everybody about Palm Casual.
Well, Palm Casual has been building furniture for 39 years. We're the manufacturer. Since we build it, we service everything that we sell for the life of the product. Our joke around there is, short of you cutting it in half or lighting it on fire, I'm going to fix it for you.
What kind of furniture are we talking about?
So all we do is outdoor furniture. Mm-hmm. Everything that we build is made to be on a salt deck all day, every day. We build for the coast, so furniture is definitely made to be beat up and out in the elements, mm-hmm. for sure.
So Palm Casual, you folks manufacture your own outdoor furniture?
Yes, sir. So we're based out of Orlando. We've got 18 warehouses and factory showrooms. We're the largest outdoor cushion manufacturer in the country. And we build everything that we do, so we're able to service everything that we sell.
Mm-hmm. Most of the outdoor furniture that people buy is more or less disposable, right?
Agreed.
Most of the furniture that you see in maybe big box stores and stuff, what kind of material is that made out of?
Right. So the biggest difference between us and a big box store like a Lowe's or something like that would be that they build for the middle of the country. They're building out of steel, iron, frames that are going to rust and not hold up on the coast. Everything that we build is a powder coated or painted aluminum. Will not rust, cannot rust. So it will absolutely hold up and do as well as long as you want it. Our joke is, you know, you'll get tired of it before you'll want new furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So it should hold up and do well. And like I said, so we don't promise to build perfect furniture, but if we don't, we're going to fix it for free forever. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And the furniture that is sold in some of the big box stores, what material is that made out of? Is it like powder coated steel or?
It's typically like a steel or an iron based frame. So not the aluminum like we build.
And what happens when that after a while?
So that's just going to break down. You're going to experience a lot of oxidation, a lot of rust. A lot of what people experience is the rust actually staining decks, travertine, anything like that. And then you'll have to dispose of it and get a new set one mm-hmm. or 2 years later. That's not our deal. Our stuff should hold up and last as long as you want it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what's a typical experience for a Palm Casual customer if they have a problem? What tell us about that process?
So really, we should be very different from any furniture store they've ever been to. One, because we're family owned and we build what we sell. Say you needed a warranty claim. We don't work on commission, so you don't have to talk to any specific person or the person you sold it to or that you bought it from. You just come in, tell us what the issue is. We can get some pictures, see what we need to do, and then we just get it fixed as fast as possible, sometimes on site. Since we're the factory, we have the ability to try to fix and service anything that you could throw at us, mm-hmm. short of you lighting it on fire,
right.
like we said before. So, it's really simple, and there's no red tape. We're mm-hmm. a family-owned company, so even if something technically isn't in the fine print or something like that, we're going to help you out. We're going to make you happy. That's mm-hmm. our goal.
How does Palm Casual sort of stay current with trends and so forth?
So we're constantly coming out with new stuff, new collections. We actually have a few new collections on the floor. And so we're able to do that, kind of keep in style with what people are doing. Also, we are partners with Sunbrella. We're the largest outdoor cushion manufacturer in the country. So changing styles, anything like that, you can make anything look different with a different fabric. So having the ability to choose from 400 different fabrics, and we're going to build you custom furniture, you can really make a space look any way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're going to build it for you, if you want things more firm, more pillow stuff, you want to add buttons or welting or anything like that, we're able to accomplish it. So we definitely can accomplish any look that you really would want to go for.
Mm-hmm. I pass by your store on Johnny Dodds Boulevard all the time, and oftentimes you've got that big, giant, how would you describe that?
We call it a double chase.
Double chase.
Some people call it an outside bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that one, it sits outside there all day, every day, if people want to check it out. Got a big orange cushion on it. One of the best things about our stuff, Sunbrella fabrics can be bleached. So that orange fabric that you see out there, we bleach it oftentimes to clean it, and obviously it still has its color out there. You can see the big orange as you pass on by. But yeah, it's held up. It's been out there, I think, 7 years now, 7 or 8 years, and it's held up and doing just fine.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you're really buying furniture for life when you buy outdoor furniture from Palm Casual.
Absolutely. Since we built it, we're going to fix it for free forever. We service all of our products for the life of the furniture. So really, honestly, you should get tired of it, give it away to the kids, you know, pass it down. really, before it would deteriorate or you would want new furniture.
Uh-huh.
It really is. We stand behind our product. It's a very, very important thing to us to make everybody happy.
How are the prices for outdoor furniture at Palm Casual?
Dynamite. Because we build it, we are able to control our cost. Most furniture that you're going to buy is going to be passing through two or three hands before it actually gets to you. Our products, I mean, we run 30 to 40% below retail on almost everything that we do. We also don't run any sales. We stay the same prices year-round. So it forces us to give people the best price all day, every day. And also, we give everybody 30 days to try anything out that they get from us. So if they were to find a better deal elsewhere, we'd have to give everybody's money back.
Mm-hmm.
So we do find that we are, you know, the best value in patio furniture.
Interesting. We're getting ready for the season to start changing, where people are going to be spending more time outdoors. What are some of your predictions about some of the more some of the best sellers for Palm Casual?
Well, we've seen a lot of pickup in sectionals. We do sectionals in a lot of different styles now. We're also seeing a lot of the grays and the taupe wickers coming into style again. But like I said, I mean, since we built it, if that's not what you want, you know, we can make it however you like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of our deal. But the sectionals have been real popular. Our extruded aluminum and cast aluminum have both been a real popular item recently, because they do have that wrought iron look sometimes, but they will hold up much, much better mm-hmm. than the wrought iron will here in Charleston.
Isn't it amazing how the outdoor space has become so popular? And
oh, I mean, absolutely. People are creating what I call an indoor space outside.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's one great thing about us, is we give you that ability, because everything can be outside all day, every day, uncovered. So you don't have to worry about taking cushions in every day or taking your stuff in. It will absolutely hold up and do well outside. So you can have your living room outside, essentially.
That's interesting. As far as everything needs some kind of maintenance, though, what kind of maintenance is typical for Palm Casual Furniture?
So absolutely. So the biggest thing, we're the largest outdoor cushion manufacturer in the country. Obviously, those need to be cleaned. All of the cushions that we do were made out of Sunbrella fabric, which is a solution dyed acrylic fabric, which means that you can bleach it without affecting the color.
Mm.
So we spray down our cushions with straight Clorox bleach and then hose them off, and that's how we clean them all.
So if it gets a little mildew or something,
mold or mildew,
that'll take care of it.
Which it is mold and mildew resistant, but anything in Charleston can develop mold and mildew. But yeah, that bleach will get it right out, or red wine if that so happens too.
Uh-huh.
So that's definitely something that we do. And also, a service that we offer is restuffing and resewing cushions for free forever. So, obviously, the nature of foam is to go flat. That's the only way it has to go. Gravity makes it do that. But if that were to become the case, instead of having to buy new cushions from us, we will restuff your cushions for free forever, and you can use that service as many times as you'd like. So, basically, if your cushions go flat, you bring them to us. We'll restuff them, and you'll basically have new cushions.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about Palm Casual?
Our great place to look is our website. It is a distribution site, so there aren't any prices or anything, so you can see some collections and see some stuff like that. Since we do sell to 500 retailers, we're not allowed to advertise our pricing. Another great place would be to look at our Facebook. Our Facebook page has a lot of our deliveries. People can get ideas of setups and kind of some of the collections that we do. And then also, just stop in, give us a call. We don't work on commission, so really anybody would be happy to help you provide any information that you needed. We really are a one-stop shop.
You didn't mention that before. That's very interesting that Palm Casual sells to other retailers around the country.
Yes, absolutely. I would like to reiterate, I mean, we are the manufacturer. So, I mean, since we're building it, there are other furniture stores that we build for. We're the largest outdoor cushion manufacturer, so we build lots of cushions for tons of places.
Is it kind of like a private label for those retailers? Or?
No. I mean, so like if they had a collection that needed cushions built for it, since we can produce cushions at such an inexpensive price, they source us because we're just such a great place. That's what we do. So if they needed cushions for it, we'd build it for them.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Austin Palmer with Palm Casual. Thanks so much, Austin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advance Window Fashions, and they're located right off of Long Point Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And one of the most exciting things that Charleston Home and Design Magazine has been involved with, we are now the media sponsor for the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's 41st annual Symphony Designer Showhouse at 142 Trad Street in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group, and you're one of the designers involved with the CSOL Designer Showhouse. How you doing, T?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Tim. I appreciate
sure.
that.
Yeah. T, take a moment and tell everybody about Latitude Design Group.
Well, Latitude Design Group is a fairly new interior design studio that we're getting started. Originally, we lived in Charleston right after attending Coastal Carolina and College of Charleston. Mm-hmm. Built a home here, decided to go up north, ended up being a New York City transplant, moved back, had the opportunity to do a lot of work in luxury retail, mm-hmm. And really our heart and my heart was back in Charleston. So we recently opened an office space on Broad Street, which is an amazing location, and wanted to offer sort of those dynamics back to Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Are you comfortable telling our listeners about the designer show house, how it works, how there's several designers involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is to benefit the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful house on Trad Street. It's built in 1870. It's considered almost like an English townhouse. It's a gracious home. There are three levels. There are 11 spaces to peruse and see throughout the entire space. The designers that we're working with, and with some of the colors that have been put on the walls and some of the changes that they're updating, seem incredibly exciting to the eye. The house itself, the way that it's laid out, is kind of some of the best of the past, and you know, kind of modernizing that to what families need to adapt to mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. So you'll see quite, you know, beautiful elements from the architecture itself, and then you'll see some modern day sort of elements that kind of make sense with the way people really do live now. So mm-hmm. it's not a museum by any means. It's supposed to be a brain teaser for your eyes and sights, and kind of get you acclimated to what's available in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. We're Charleston Home and Design Magazine is one of the biggest supporters of the interior design trade, and I've experienced firsthand when we built our house. We worked with a couple different interior designers, and you just get a better end result with working with an interior designer than you do on your own, or maybe getting free advice from the contractor, or maybe from the different showrooms that you visit and so forth. So if you know, we're always encouraging people to use an interior designer when they are building or remodeling. And people can go to the CSOL Designer Showhouse and really get some great inspiration for themselves by visiting all of the different rooms, because each room is being redesigned by a different designer, right?
Correct. I mean, the concept is to kind of put all of these creative minds in one space to inspire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what a show space should be. It should be fascinating, and it's room to room because it's based on the creative energy and eye's view of each designer, which is a great space to visit because you are more stimulated within having one particular direction or one particular colorway or one particular way of designing. So coming to visit this particular house on Trad gives a lot of different dynamics of inspiration, which, as you said, working with an interior designer, our jobs are obviously to facilitate and push the envelope a bit with all of our clients. So ideally what we want to do is inspire any of the people that are coming in, and obviously also when we're working with our homeowners, to really give them the space that's best suited for their living.
Mm-hmm. So, T, tell us about the space that you folks are responsible for.
So my designated space is the kitchen and sort of breakfast nook area, if you will, off of the deck. It's on the main floor, which is, you know, off the garden level. It's a beautiful addition that's added to the back of the existing home. It's kind of got those chic, easy elements that you want, you know, white cabinetry, dark granite countertops, beautiful wide plank wood floors, beautiful light. So those elements alone lend itself, and obviously the luxury and high-end appliances that were already installed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always looking for those features in a dream kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And in a great island. So we're working with those elements to enhance it. I would consider almost like getting the kitchen dressed, because it had the elements, and now we're just trying to put that icing and those decorative elements.
The finishing touches.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And I would say for our particular, for Latitude Design Group, we are using, you know, just like in fashion, home has trends. So we're using some of the most dynamic colorways, some of the hardware elements, some of the softscapes, like some of the rugs and furnishings, to really enhance and update the space for mm-hmm. modern living, but make it gracious to the home.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you watch some of the reality shows on HGTV and so forth, there's always some drama involved, and I have to say this: if it's too bad that the CSOL designer show house was not a reality show, although I'll bet you're kind of living a reality kind of show mentality, because I got to hand it to the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League. I don't think they secured this house until like mid-January, and it opens up in the middle of March, and then they have to line up all of the designers, and then you all have to line up all of your resources and create a designer a design board, right, showing all the different colors. That all has to be approved by the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the challenges of finding the house. They have to get the homeowner to move out while the house is open to the public. And so there's all these obstacles in place. And so what's it like? Have you started work on this yet? I know you've got about a month or so until it opens.
Well, you're exactly right. So we've got about a month out before we actually do the preview party that would be a special interest, especially to our local community, since the house will be open for quite a few weeks daily. But that preview party would be fabulous, because we're obviously going to have hors d'oeuvres. I believe we're going to have music, drinks, things like that. So there's a special ticket that they can purchase online, but ideally, going back to the reality show of it, yes, there's a very fine line. When I presented my deck, I didn't hear back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the color shock of the wall alone was quite different, and the space needed some embellishment.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be exciting to push them along. They're excited to have me.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what the end result is. So they threw their hands up and they said, okay, let's just roll with your direction. So it'll be exciting to see that end result, as it's not terribly traditional,
mm-hmm.
but I believe it still lends itself to this particular house.
Mm-hmm. You know what I've found over the years living in Charleston is a modern style goes perfectly with some of those old historic homes downtown. It just works with the exposed brick and mm-hmm. you know the old heart pine plank floors and so forth. So I'm really looking forward to it, to seeing it. And let everybody know, the show house is open March 14th through April 15th. And so people, you know, plan ahead for that, and you can buy tickets online for this, and also at the door, I would imagine.
Yes,
right?
You can buy tickets online at scol.org, and then obviously if you just simply Google, if you can't connect the dots just Charleston Symphony Orchestra League, and it'll take you to their website as well. And they have tickets for sale immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So either for daily tickets or for the special opening event.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the calm before the storm, but I know on March 13th for the preview party that you designers are going to be going crazy, putting all those finishing touches, maybe stealing a few items from your own personal home just to make the space perfect. And on behalf of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League, thank you, T, and to all the designers for participating in the event. And we're looking forward to the finished results that we're going to be able to see for the first time, and then our readers will be able to see the spaces in Charleston Home and Design magazine. I believe it's going to be in our fall issue, but you don't want to wait until then. You definitely want to come down to the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League Designer Show House at 142 Trad Street in downtown Charleston, and once again, it'll be open March 14th through April 15th. And T, how can folks get more information about your Latitude Design Group?
Absolutely. So we are a social firm. So we do a lot of social media, and you can certainly go to our website via mobile or desktop at www.latitudedesigngroupllc.net. Or I'm happy, I would love more followers on my Instagram account at wtp.lggportfolio.
All right. And if they just did a quick search on the internet, Latitude Design Group, that'll all come
up. It'll pop right up.
You'll
totally be in, and you'll get to see from my eyes view to yours what we're about as a firm, and how much we love being back in Charleston. And we appreciate people like you, and we appreciate people like the Charleston Symphony to making Charleston such a fabulous destination for everyone.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, we have been talking with T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group. Thanks so much, T.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, right off of Long Point Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Austin Wald with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Austin?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Austin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Well, Mosquito Nicks is a company that's all about giving people the opportunity to really enjoy their backyard. We started in 2004, just, you know, a couple of guys who thought about, hey, it would be really cool if we had, you know, a big off can that just, you know, constantly sprayed. And from that, we developed our automated misting system, which is really the most efficient and effective method for homeowners to be able to enjoy their backyard free from mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and no-see-ums. And from that, we really just created a company specifically targeting, you know, mosquitoes as opposed to total pest control, honing in and specializing on those mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and no-see-ums.
Mm-hmm. Walk me through the evolution of mosquito abatement systems. So you had those little green coil things that you'd light on your porch, and the smoke would, I guess, keep away the mosquitoes. And then came the mosquito magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Those were very I had one of those at one time. Seemed to trap mosquitoes, but didn't seem to work in terms of eliminating the mosquitoes. And then almost overnight, there's all these companies that are offering mosquito treatment systems. And first of all, does the Mosquito Nicks treatment system work?
Absolutely. It is like I said earlier, it's the most effective abatement system on the market. It's going to give you about a 95 to 98% reduction. The basic principle of why it's a lot better, right, as opposed to other options that are on the market, is we actually control the life cycle of the mosquito. We control and we treat the life cycle of the mosquito, not just the adults, not just, you know, the babies, not just the eggs, but we actually create an environment in your backyard that does not allow for mosquitoes to live there, as opposed to, you know, having a magnet. A magnet actually draws more mosquitoes to your yard. It's actually an attractant, right? So what we're actually doing is we're creating an environment where the mosquitoes can't live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's perfectly, it's botanical. It's a botanical solution made from chrysanthemums and geraniums, so it's perfectly, you know, safe for your pets, for your kids, and really just, you know, creates an environment where the mosquitoes can't be.
Mm-hmm. Some companies have the backpack blowers, foggers, and some have the nozzles and that you run throughout the yard. Mm-hmm. Which does Mosquito Nix use?
We actually we use both, right? So our automated misting systems aren't for everyone. Just as much as, you know, like an all-inclusive resort isn't necessarily mm-hmm. for everyone. But we also wanted a budget-friendly, eco-friendly option as well, too, to make, you know, mosquito control or remediation possible for everyone. So we do have a backpack fogging treatment that we call our Quick Nix program. And how that's different is, again, addressing all phases of a mosquito life cycle. When we come out, we're going to fog the property. We're also going to put a repellent granule in key harborage areas, right? So those mosquitoes can't come back and live in that area. And we're also going to identify any standing water in the yard or drains, things like that. And we're going to put down a larvicide, which is going to prevent those eggs from hatching from that water. Mm-hmm. So even in our backpack fogging, we do it a little bit differently, as opposed to, you know, just hopping out of the truck and, you know, spraying the yard and then getting back in and going to the next one. We try to take a little bit more care with our clients and provide a quality service. As far as with our automated misting system, I mean, we actually developed these systems about 15 years ago. We were the inventors of the automated misting system as it is today. So we've had the opportunity to really perfect it and have it to be the most quality components that you can purchase on the market.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Which what are some of the questions that you'll ask a homeowner to help determine whether you're going to go with a misting system or with the backpack?
Typically, it's just gauging, you know, the level of the problem, and really the quality and the quantity of use of the backyard. With the backpack fogging, you're going to get, you know, about around a 90% reduction that's going to wane over a 2 to 3 week period. And for some people, you know, that's all they need or that's all they want. But for, you know, the homeowners that have maybe a little bit more of a luxury environment in the backyard that are going to be entertaining, you know, frequently, they might want, you know, a little bit more reduction, and they might want something that's a little more, you know, custom, a little more involved. And for those clients, typically, you know, some key indicators are, you know, I'm in my backyard all the time. My wife can't go out there. My kids can't go out there. You know, I've got pets. We frequently entertain, you know, things like that. Typically, those customers are going to be more happy and better served with an automated misting system, especially, you know, if they're around a marsh or if they're living on any inlets or waterways mm-hmm. and things like that where mosquitoes are frequently going to get blown in. And the great thing about the misting system is that it's going to be effective regardless of the elements. So it's automatically going to be going off every day.
Mm-hmm.
You're automatically going to essentially be getting a backpack fog every day, and you have the opportunity to also have a remote that you could use on demand. I mean, you know just as well as I do, every day in Charleston during the summer, we're going to get about a 30-minute rain, which creates more breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And quite frankly, makes the backpack fogging. And I'm not trying to knock it. The backpack fogging is good, but it's ultimately, its efficacy is determined by the elements.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if you fog on a Wednesday and it rains that night, it might not be as effective?
Exactly. So we have about 300 different species of mosquitoes here in Charleston. All have different, you know, periods of when an egg is laid and when they hatch. But certain species only take, you know, 2 days to hatch. And so within 2 days, there's going to be a new population of mosquitoes. Whenever you are employing a company that only sprays and doesn't have any type of larvicides or doesn't have any type of repellent granules put in the yard, as soon as that rain happens, their solution has then been diluted, and within 2 days you're going to get inundated with that new batch of mosquitoes that has been bred in your mm-hmm. yard. So that's how we're a little bit differently, but also too, we back everything with a guarantee. So if you are a backpack fogging customer, if you are one of our quick next customers, and we do, you know, get that inundated rain, and 3-4 days later you do have a tons of mosquitoes, we retreat for free. Mm-hmm. So
very good. Is it is the misting system something that if you sold your house you could take it with you, or is it more of a permanent install?
The misting system is more of a permanent install. We have had customers, just as a testament to the quality of it, decide, hey, can you guys move this for us? And I mean, we certainly will do that at a cost. You know, we don't have a problem doing that. But typically, most homeowners use it as an upsell mm. item or as a bargaining chip for their home. You know, especially we have, you know, the opportunity that we have, you know, 53 people moving to Charleston every day, most of which are from places that, you know, don't have mosquitoes like we do, mm-hmm. And they see a need for this product.
Mm-hmm. And that was Austin Wald with Mosquito Nix, and you can reach Mosquito Nix at 843-619-3033. That's 843-619-3033. Or check them out on the web at mosquitonix.com. That's mosquitonix.com. And don't forget about, they have an early season special going on right now. $490. $490 will cover the entire season of mosquitoes that we will be experiencing very, very soon. So give Mosquito Nix a call at 843-619-3033 or visit them at mosquitonix.com. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, right off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with the executive director of the Charleston Wine and Food Festival, Jillian Zettler. How you doing, Jillian?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Jillian, the Wine and Food Festival is coming up in just a couple weeks.
2 weeks. Every time it hits this point of year, I'm kind of like, how did we get here so quickly? Uh-huh. But here uh-huh. we are again.
Well, tell our listeners what every local should know about the Charleston Wine and Food Festival.
I think that we're counting on locals to come out and have some fun and help us showcase the city to all the folks that come in from all over the country and really kind of around the world to check out our food city for 5 days. And that we've got, as a thanks to doing that, there's definitely some special deals and discounts and things like that for locals specifically.
Mm-hmm.
A great thing to take advantage of if you're a local, and I kind of look at it as the entryway to Charleston Wine and Food, is Marion Square in the Culinary Village.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of affectionately call that the heart of the festival, and on Sundays you get $50 off if you're a local.
Mm-hmm.
And those tickets are almost gone. So if you're thinking about that for weekend plans, it's definitely good to jump on it sooner mm-hmm. than later.
So there are limits then? It's not an unlimited sales kind of thing?
No, I mean, we're trying to control capacity so everyone has a really good experience, finite amount of food and beverage and all mm-hmm. that stuff, and we want to make sure people are comfortable. The cool thing about the Culinary Village, and I think that some people don't realize that all wine and food festival tickets are always all-inclusive, so sometimes you go to wine and food events and you have to buy tickets after you buy your general admission kind of entry fare.
Mm-hmm.
This is all you can eat, all you can drink, all the goodies inside the park for 5 hours with the Culinary Village are all inclusive. And then same thing goes with dinners, lunches, brunches, classes, whatever. It's all included in your ticket price.
Kind of describe the culinary village for our listeners. Like what will they find when they get there?
It's we've had people multiple times say that it's kind of like adult Disneyland for F&B. There's live music all day. There's cooking demos. There's beer garden. There's craft spirit tastings. There's a wine tasting space that we call the Corkyard. We've got a new area this year called the Gourmetisserie that's kind of an ode for those that have been around Charleston for a long time. The kind of original food hall down by the market used to be called the Gourmetisserie. So it's kind of a throwback to that. Mm-hmm. And we've got, you know, Toyota has come in with this really cool space this year called Entertain in the patio. So there'll be like places to make custom spice rubs, barbecue rubs, herb garden growing, like really anything that you can imagine as it would relate to wine and food is packed into Marion Square.
Nice, nice. And the vendors for the Culinary Village, are they local or are they coming from out of town?
It's a mix of both. One space that's really definitely hyper-focused on being local and regional is the artisan market. So that really is kind of boutique, very curated within the festival, and folks that have things from custom jewelry to furniture, brackish bow ties. I'll do a little shout out to Goldbug, one of my favorite jewelry designers here. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really beautiful stuff. And it's a place to kind of shop and take a little piece of Charleston home. And that's cool whether you're a local or not.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very good. And a lot of the Charleston Wine and Food Festival events are already sold out. They sold out almost when you first made tickets available.
Yeah, we definitely sell a ton in the first 2 weeks of on sale. We're really thankful that we've got a lot of loyal followers, but there's a ton of really great things that are still up for grabs. And in the next 2 weeks, they really kind of evaporate. So if you've been vacillating, now is the time to look. The website is the best place. And you can filter things by, one of the things I think I'm most proud of as it relates to the festival is that my experience could be completely different than the experience you want to have. Mm-hmm. I think there's a misconception sometimes that wine and food festivals are just always uber posh. And there's certainly those like very refined experiences, high end, but there's also things that are really fun and playful. There's culinary field trips where you can, do an eco paddling tour with a cool curated box lunch, end at Bowen's, and see the sunset and eat some oysters. So it really just depends on what your kind of food identity is and what path you take with the festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the events don't take place in Marion Square.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the largest, most visible point of the festival. So people sometimes equate that as the only thing with the festival, but we actually produce 120 unique events throughout the 5 days. Mm-hmm. That starts on Wednesday and goes through Friday. Another great place for locals to enjoy is we're actually going to be out in Tradesman Brewing's new space. And that's where we'll have our finale this year, which is called Toasted, which is certainly how the staff feels at the end of the 5 days. And there'll be 22 pit masters out there doing all sorts of different smoked, delicious things.
Neat. Is that sold out?
That's not sold out yet. It's getting quite close, but that's not sold out yet.
And where does that take place?
That's at Tradesman Brewing
Company.
Okay, at the
brewery. Yep. Nice. And what part of town is that located?
It's kind of up on the neck. So if you're familiar with where Morrison Drive is, uh-huh. And there's a ton of growth in that area, it's right near another event site for us. We're doing something at the workshop. And for people who haven't been to the workshop, it's super cool, rotating mm-hmm. different food stalls. And there's a local ticket available for that event as well called Brunch Squad. And if you're up for the idea of actually participating in the creation of the event, it's actually going to be participatory. So you show up, you divide into groups, and you're actually going to help put the brunch on. So, you know, for those that have, like, I think a knack for event planning or thinking that they love the idea of kind of seeing how that would all work, it should be really, really fun.
But if you're a follower, you can just go with the flow.
You go with the flow. You throw on a Headland Bennett apron. Williams-Sonoma is decking it out with some beautiful things, and there'll be plenty of really, really good food to eat.
What there's always new events that are added each year at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. What are some of the, your favorites?
Well, 85% of the programming really changes year over year. Part of that is because we've kind of personally tested ourselves to do that, because there's wonderful wine and food events all over the country. And I think the only way that you can keep guests engaged is a little bit of secrecy and wonder as far as what ends up on the schedule. So there's some fan favorites that return, like Toasted, the finale. But Brunch Squad that I mentioned is new. We've got an event called Harlem and Hominy that is kind of a riff off of the Gospel Brunch that's been a longtime favorite of the festival. All sorts of new beverage seminars on the lineup, with cocktail tastings and beer tastings and all sorts of things. So really, it really is whatever you want, I guarantee, unless the tickets are gone, there's something that will pique your interest.
The food scene in Charleston is everyone knows is well known nationally and internationally. How do you get the local restaurants to, they're so busy already, how do you get them to, you know, take away from their own businesses and be part of the festival?
Well, the festival wouldn't be possible without the local restaurant and hospitality community, that's for sure. I think that there was a lot of really wonderful foresight for the people that came before me, to think about what the festival could do beyond the economic impact. And I think that there are folks that use it almost like the way that ticket buyers kind of choose their own adventure. I think that it means something different to each individual restaurant. For some people, it's simply the ability to give a unique experience to the folks that are kind of behind the line, that don't necessarily go out to California or Seattle or New York. They bring someone new into their kitchen for the weekend. I think for some folks, it's the fact that they're connected to a really great event that that supports the community. So I think it's a little bit different for everyone. We just try to make sure that in all the different types of program we have, whether you're a really large restaurant or you're a really small one, that there's a place for you in the type of programming that we create.
Well, how can folks get more information about the Charleston Wine and Food Festival?
I would definitely head to the website. We have a brand new website that we launched over the summer. Read about who we are and why we do what we do. I think one of the other things people don't realize is the festival's a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. And I'd really urge you to read a little bit more about our give back. We're aligned directly with 180 Places Training Program, which is a really, really wonderful program that not only does great things for the people that participate, but speaks to a direct need right now, which is, we need people that can work the jobs in the kitchens and the hotels that are going up here in Charleston. And they're a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Executive Director Jillian Zettler with the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. And good luck with the festival
this
year.
Thanks so much. It's nice to see you.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday